zoning at 54 Maryland Street under file DAZ-226 of 2014 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, which is a variance at 54 Maryland Street under file DAV-138996 of 2014-D.
No, go ahead.
Councillor Smith, I'm going to chair the meeting, if that's okay. All right. We have the applicant, Vitaly Ishin, and Stefani Ishin.
I'm representing Stefani.
You're representing them?
With the architect.
Do we have your name on one of these?
Andre Silva, yeah.
Yes, got it.
Thank you.
You can go ahead.
Okay. The proposed development, the current...
The clock? Are we using the clock over there? 10 minutes?
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead. You have 10 minutes.
The current property on the proposed site is a two-story residential dwelling with three units already in it. The future development that we're proposing is a four-story RMU residential mixed-use building with a commercial space on the bottom and eight residential units above. So the application is to rezone to RMU and to deal with a number of the parking variances that are required in order to deal with the site. Because the site is a very walkable community, and it's an old community that's fairly well developed and has very, very good traffic patterns. It was recommended to us that the parking be reduced to sustain a more ground level development where a commercial unit is present at the corner to not make an absent corner and to make sure that the residential aspects are sustainable in the neighborhood. So that's pretty much it.
Questions? No? Okay, thank you very much. So Vitaly Ishin and Stefani Ishin, did you wish to speak or add anything or just be in support? Lachwinder Kalsi, I'm saying that, recorded in support. Yeah. Chris Gilmore, support, or did you wish to? Okay. And Corey Kasperson. Thank you very much. Anybody else in support of the application whose name has not been called? Then in opposition, we have Michelle Casey. Would you like to come down and speak?
Good evening. The reason that I am registering in opposition is simply because of my own property. I reside at 70 Maryland. The condo unit that I'm in is 101. At this point in time, from my first and second story windows, I have actually an enviable view compared to the rest of the people on my side. I can see across the Maryland Bridge, into the school ground areas across the street, and now I'll be looking at a four-story building. And that will pretty much be the extent of what I can see outside my windows if this variance goes through. So I'm concerned about the impact that has on resale value for me, and also just the day-to-day, what it will be like. I'm not sure, based on what I saw online, what privacy issues will be there as well. Am I going to be living just with my curtains closed? I'm not really sure. I can't tell. But that's my opposition.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Is there any questions? Any questions? No. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else registered in opposition whose name has not been called on this matter? And I have Daniel Simcone, if I'm reading that right. For information, did you want to add anything? No? Okay. The applicant has an opportunity to come back and respond to any comments from opposition, if you wish.
So just in response to the concern about the view, it's on the front third of the building is not a four-story building. We have a front terrace on the fourth level, so that it's technically a three-story building from about 20 feet back from the front of the building, and then we have an additional 8 feet of frontage on it. So I'm hoping, that doesn't obstruct anybody's view, obviously, but. That's the intent of the building is to activate the corner and make it more interesting and have people live there. The north side of the building is restricted in terms of building in terms of openings and windows. So the concentration of our windows are on the front and on Wolseley side. So I don't think there will be any privacy issues. It can if there's something that where the window looks directly into a washroom. We can work with that person to make sure that it doesn't, obviously don't want upset neighbors. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions or anything? No, thank you.
Thank
you. So there's no further speakers on this. Councillor Smith, did you want to move a motion? This is on the rezoning. Yeah, you're in there. That's right.
Move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
Move the receipt of public representation be